Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter I, and I makes the sound of I. That's what we're looking at today. I'm so excited to do this activity with you. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? All right, let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper, and let's write neatly so we know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham. And when you are finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You won't need it for a while. We are going to do some coloring first. So if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture, and there are some objects in that picture that begin with the letter I. And remember, I says it. So in the picture, there is a boy, and his name is Izzy. Izzy. His name begins with the letter I, and it has the beginning sound of Izzy. Well, look at poor little Izzy. He is sick. The poor guy. Ugh. And another way to say that you are sick is to say that you are ill. And ill also begins with the letter I and has the beginning sound ill. So let's color poor little Izzy's shirt. Let's color his shirt blue because he is ill and his name is Izzy. Any kind of blue, but let's color his shirt blue. Go ahead and start. We're just coloring his shirt. So the letter I says I. This is Izzy and he is ill. Ill is a fancy way to say sick. It's a fancy way to say sick. So I, Izzy, it. I, Izzy, it. Can you do it? You do it. I, Izzy, it. There you go. I, Izzy, it. We are working on the sound of I and looking at words that start with the letter I and make the I sound. I have finished coloring Izzy's shirt. So take 5 more seconds and you finish coloring his shirt. 5, 4, finished or not, please put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's color Izzy's hair brown. Find some kind of a brown crayon and let's color the poor kid's hair brown. Poor Izzy. What's wrong with Izzy? What's that fancy way to say that he is sick? It begins with the letter I and it makes the I sound. What is that fancy word? Yes, he is ill. Ill. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's got a thermometer in his mouth. That checks our temperature. Let's see if we have a fever. Izzy. I, Izzy, it. I, ill, it. I, Izzy, it. I, ill, it. Okay, I have finished coloring poor Izzy's hair brown, which makes me think you're almost finished coloring his hair brown. So I'm going to ask you to put down your brown crayon in 5 seconds, even if you're not finished. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, we're going to move on from poor little Izzy and how ill he is. And we're going to look at some things in his bedroom. Do you see something else in his bedroom that might begin with the letter I and have the beginning sound of I? That's what I see too. I see the igloo on his bedside table. Do you see the igloo? Let's find a light blue crayon, kind of like a turquoisey blue crayon. If you can't find it, it's okay. You can use a regular blue. But let's color the igloo blue. It looks like a toy igloo in his bedroom. I wonder what he keeps inside there. What would you keep inside there? So igloo also begins the same way as izzy and ill. It starts with the letter I and it makes the sound igloo. I igloo it. I igloo it. You try it. Good job. I igloo it. It begins with the sound of I. And what does the sound of I make? I. There you go. So Izzy is ill and he has an igloo. We don't know what's inside there, but I know I might put a crayon or two. Oh yeah, I'm good. That's a song I just made up. I'm finished coloring my igloo. Izzy's igloo. Are you finished? Take 5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let's look at our picture again. Should we color the table? Table. Does that begin with the letter I and have the I sound? No, it doesn't. We're not going to color the table. How about the iguana? Do you see the iguana? It's that big lizard thing. I'm going to think that it's a toy iguana, unless he has a pet iguana that's real. Let's color the iguana, that big lizard-looking thing, some kind of green color. You choose the color of green. Let's color the iguana. Iguana starts with the sound of I. Also, it begins with the letter I and it says I at the beginning. Iguana, iguana. So I iguana I. I iguana I. Izzy is ill. He has an igloo and an iguana. They all start with I and make the sound of I. They all start with I and make the sound of I. You got it. Iguana starts with I. Igloo starts with I. Izzy starts with I. And so does ill. The sound of I says I. The sound of I says I. Okay, my friendly little toy iguana. I'm going to call it a toy iguana, is finished. I'll give you 7 more seconds to color it. Finished or not, put down your crayon. Ready? With a 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and please put your green crayon down. Okay, should we color the bed? Does the word bed, do you hear the I sound at the beginning of the word bed? Do you hear the sound of it at the beginning of bud? No, I don't either. We're not going to color the bed. Well, what about all of those instruments in his bedroom? He has a lot of instruments. He might be in a band. What do you think? Maybe I should join his band as the singer. Yeah. All right, let's think about the word instrument. 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 Yes, that begins with the sound of I and it makes the beginning sound instrument. So let's color one of those instruments. Let's color the big guitar. Let's make it a red guitar. Find some kind of a red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect crayon of red. Let's color that instrument, the guitar instrument, red. Go ahead. So, instrument. I instrument it. I instrument it. Your turn. Good job. I instrument it. It begins with the letter I. It makes the sound it at the beginning. And it starts the same way as Izzy, who is sick and ill. And he has a pet. Iguana or a toy iguana, and he has an igloo. That's all true. And now he has a bunch of instruments. We're coloring the guitar red. I do not know how to play the guitar, but I wish I could. That's all right. I can be in Izzy's band and be the singer. Instrument begins with I and says the sound of it. Oh my gosh, yes. I should be on the radio with Izzy's and we could be in the band with Izzy. Okay, I finished coloring my instrument, the guitar, and I'm going to put my red crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now let's color the instrument of the drum, that big round circle, the big round circle that the guitar is leaning on. Let's color the big round drum yellow, some kind of yellow. Ready, go. It's the big round circle. The guitar is leaning against it. This instrument is the drum. I don't know how to play the drum either, but I wish I did. I could bang on the drum. Could definitely do that, but I don't think it would sound good. It would probably just sound like a lot of noise. Not like my singing. You know, my singing is wonderful. So the instrument that we're coloring is the drum. So he has a bunch of instruments. And he has an igloo. What else does he have that begins with the I sound and says I? Yes, iguana. He has the iguana. And what's wrong with poor Izzy? What's wrong with him that begins with the letter I and says I? Yes, he is ill. Ugh, I don't like to be ill. Okay, I have finished coloring my instrument, the drum instrument. So I am putting down my yellow crayon and I will give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, finished or not? Please put down your yellow crayon. 1. All right, let's find our pencil. Pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom of our page. Let's look at number 1. We're going to go across, not down. We're going to go across sideways. Number 1 has 3 capital I's in a row. Let's trace them together. We're on number 1. Let's trace the first capital I. Go down, cross the top, cross the bottom. Scoot over, do it again. Trace it, capital I, or we can say uppercase I, says I. Scoot over, we're going to do it 1 more time. Trace the capital I, says I. And then scoot over, it's blank. There's nothing there. What should we do? Yes, let's write our own capital I. Go ahead. Start your own capital I or uppercase I. We can say uppercase 2. Scoot over again. There's another blank line. That's because I want you to write your own capital I 1 more time. Capital I says I. And then scoot over 1 last time and write it 1 more time for extra practice. Capital I says I. Capital I says it. All right, let's go to number 2. This has 3 lowercase I's in a row. We're going to trace them together. Number 2, start on the first tracing one. Ready, go. It, I says it. Scoot over, trace it. I says it. Scoot over, trace it. I says it. We're still on number 2. Scoot over. Oh my goodness, it's blank. I do not know what to do. What should I do? Yes, write your own. Lowercase I, write it. I. Scoot over. Lowercase I, write it. I. Scoot over 1 last time. Lowercase I, I. There you go. Now we're on number 3. Boys and girls, there are a lot of black letters. If you look across, a whole bunch of letters. I want you to find all of the capital or uppercase I's that you can and circle them. We're only on number 3. We're not going to circle any of the I's that we traced or any of the I's that we wrote. Just the dark black letters on number 3. Look for all the capital I's that you find and circle them. Just on number 3 going across. Okay, how many capital I's or uppercase I's did you circle? Me too, I found 3. Now stay on number 3 and let's circle all the lowercase I's. Go ahead. Remember, don't circle the ones we traced or the ones we wrote. We're on number 3, the dark black ones. Look for the dark black lowercase I's. Okay. Count how many lowercase I's you circled. How many did you circle? Me too, three. So we have three capital I's that we circled, three lowercase I's that we circled, and we're on number three. Now we're on number four. There are pictures. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture, and I want you to circle it if it begins with the letter I and if it says I. Ready? Number four, hippo. Hippo. Does that begin with the letter I? No. Scoot over. How about hamburger? Hamburger. Do you hear the sound of I? Me neither. Leave it alone. How about bow? Bow. I don't see it either. How about the sound of iguana? Iguana. Me too. Circle it. Circle it. Good job. There's the letter I. All right. How about igloo? Igloo. Me too. I see it too. All right. Circle it. Last one. How about instrument? Instrument. I see it too. We know that one. Circle it. Okay, boys and girls, we did it. We found all the I's and we know I says I. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time.